Speaker 1.
It's a very worthwhile event and one I'm pleased to be involved with. If you just wait around for people to give money to charity, they probably won't, or won't give very much anyway. But if you can say, look, we're running all this distance, what do you think? Can you sponsor me? Then people will tend to give quite a bit. You do need to make sure you're up to the event itself, though. As we were running along, we passed some others who I think hadn't really put the training in, poor things, and they were suffering a bit. But hopefully they still raise some money by doing it.
Speaker 2.
Well, it's held every year, you know. The first time I did it, it was a mistake. I just wasn't ready and I had to give up halfway through. Very embarrassing. Luckily, there weren't too many of my friends watching me that year. I've since got myself more organised and I do a proper training routine with the result that last time I got round in my quickest ever time. And that's made me feel pretty good about myself, to be honest. Not least because I raised a fair bit of cash for the charity as well as having a great time on the day and generally keeping fit.
Speaker 3.
It's very important that this kind of event takes place because it's the only way serious sums of money are going to get raised for the charity. I have to admit to being a little frustrated in some ways, though. Like, you're supposed to be sent your race number beforehand, so you know where to stand for the start on the day. But this year, nobody had received theirs. I mean, that's typical of how badly the events run. Not important, maybe, but it's enough to put some people off taking part. Anyway, it was great to see the spectators out in good numbers. They can always be relied on to show up.
Speaker 4.
It's a wonderful event, well organized, and a lot of money is generated for a worthwhile charity. I took part for the first time 2 years ago, and my friends who'd come along gave me a big cheer, which I wasn't expecting. When it was time for this year's race, I didn't feel I was fit enough, so I decided to give it a miss. Then felt guilty and decided at the last minute to enter after all. It was a big mistake, because I felt horrible all the way, out of breath, cramp, the lot. I felt a fool, though I did still manage to meet the money-raising target.
Speaker 5.
My friend encouraged me to do it, and we did our best to get fit before the big day. I didn't want to crash out before the finish because I'd set myself a goal in terms of the sum I wanted to raise and didn't want to let people down. There was pride at stake too, I guess. It must be incredibly complicated in terms of organisation with so many runners and such an enormous band of spectators along the route. I just couldn't believe the size of the crowd. It really gives you a boost. I was relieved to finish in one piece and I want to do it again next year.
Now play the recording again. That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.